broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Down to him. Berg, top of hour number three, and then Griff moved to today just for this week because yesterday turned into a no-go for him. So there's the list. I was mentioning this as we were ending up hour number one. I've always found this interesting. And what stimulated my mind was I was thinking about, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's trying to be a Corona bro. Now, I like Oklahoma, so I'm disappointed here. But they announced July 1 for their return. Weeks after what most are doing. So I'm not wanting Oklahoma to be a Corona bro. But they're trying to do this. Yeah, and same with Lincoln. Lincoln Riley's been a brilliant coach there. But Lincoln Riley's trying to be a Corona bro on us. It's hurtful. But, yeah, they made that announcement yesterday. But I was thinking back onto the field, onto the football field, and the way they play now with the offense they use now. But if you want to go back and look at some beauty, too, go back to the 80s and Jamel Holloway. Pop in the tape of them running the triple option with Jamel Holloway. Yeah, Jamel Holloway was the reason why Troy Aikman left Oklahoma to go to UCLA to end up a superstar quarterback. He got hurt. Jim Donnan was the offensive coordinator when this happened at Oklahoma. And Aikman got hurt, was out for the season. The next quarterback was Jamel Holloway. And they, even though they had no blueprint, they went right to the triple option with him. And it was just ridiculously good. I asked Jim Donnan on this show. I said, did you plan for this or did you? He goes, no. We literally flipped the switch just almost overnight. And that's the offense they ran for a while after that. And Aikman, who was obviously a big-time pro prospect, decided to transfer. So he ends up at UCLA and then, of course, the Cowboys. And now he's also a well-known, recognized broadcaster, but superstar quarterback. And I have people – we've talked about this years back, but you can't run that crap these days. Sure you can. You absolutely can. Navy runs it. Navy's good. And Navy can't recruit like Alabama, Ohio State, and Clemson. They can't. So you could run that offense at Alabama and be ultra successful. Now, they're not going to do that. I understand. But this line of thinking, you can't run that these days like the Bear did on into the 70s, or like Texas did, or Oklahoma did. Yes, you could. Absolutely could. Number one, you could recruit incredible talent to those schools. Now, it wouldn't be a pure passing quarterback. You'd have to be a different type quarterback. You could get a superstar athlete to run that offense. And think about it. It's already really difficult. If you've got Navy on your schedule, okay, it is a big pain in the you-know-what. It's totally different from anything you see. It's pure assignment football. It's frustrating. I've always said, playing the triple option like Navy is like ice skates on marbles. That's what that feels like as a defender. It's like permanently having your wisdom teeth taken out. Every day, go back in and get your wisdom teeth out. It's what it's like. Preparing for it as a defensive coordinator is a huge pain in the neck. And you have, if they're in the middle of your schedule, the best time to schedule a Navy or a team that runs that, very few teams do, would be the first game of the year, because you got all summer and camp, or during a bye week. Meaning you got a bye week, and then after that, you get them. Because if you schedule them as just your next game, you really only have about a day and a half to work on it. And that is, I'm not going to say it's useless, but it's almost useless. Monday is a wash. You get nothing done there. Tuesday, maybe a little bit Wednesday. I mean, that's it. That's it. And you cannot get your scout team to mimic what they do. Okay? You could try, but it ain't close to what you're about to see. You can't mimic it. It is absolutely brutal to try and get ready for it. So, again, those schools are not going to the wishbone. But you could do it, and you could win big with it. Imagine if you had to prepare for Alabama or Ohio State running that, as opposed to the Navy personnel. What they could do with the players they get. Navy gets good players, don't get me wrong. But if you had to prepare for it and it's Ohio State or Alabama doing it, chewing up your defense, taking up time on the clock, resting their defense. Yeah, don't tell me you can't run that these days. Don't bring that in here. You could absolutely run it. Absolutely. Jim in New Jersey. Sends this tweet. Rutgers Big Ten will play football this fall. Well, I've never doubted that, even though the knucklehead president chancellor of Michigan said some things over the holidays that were idiotic. On Tuesday, Brett McMurphy reported that the Pac-12 announced it will allow voluntary in-person athletic workouts for all sports to commence June 15th. Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, appeared Tuesday on the Paul Feinbaum show and said all the teams in his conference will be ready to go this fall. He says, at this stage, I do not have any concerns. So, I guess the articles is, hey, they even said it on the West Coast, so we're good in the Big Ten. I guess that's what that means, right? I think that's what that means. John says, Bill, you know why the military schools run triple option? It helps teach discipline and making quick decisions. Well, yeah, but that's not the reason. Well, it's a reason. It's not the reason, though. The reason is they can't recruit at, let's say, Navy to line up and out-athlete you with wide receivers and running backs and linemen who can win their one-on-one matches. The triple option is the best equalizer known to man when it comes to offense in college. Because you do not have to have the superior talent to win with that offense. So yes, it's one of the reasons, but that's not the reason. The reason is recruiting and personnel. You can't run Alabama's offense or Ohio or Clemson's current offense at Navy, or you're going to be 3-9. You've got to run it like Coach Ken. You've got to run it like Paul Johnson did before Coach Ken. You have to. If you want to win, you have to run that style. You can't get those players. Getting into Navy, for example, is incredibly difficult. Getting high school student athletes to buy into the Navy lifestyle takes an incredibly unusually mature teenager. Most teenagers don't want to put up with that. Now, I admire the heck out of kids who go there. I do. I would not have had the discipline to do that. At that age, no way. You've got to be special to go to those places. They own you. They absolutely own you. If you go to Navy, you're not going to college for the good times, okay? You're not going to college so I can go to class and be in the frat house and have parties every night of the week. That ain't happening, okay? They own you every millisecond of your existence. And it's highly disciplined. I mean, so it's no, I respect the heck out of them. Here's what we need to do. I just looked up and a little late. Shockingly late. Blake Ruffino when we come back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic build down Ellington Parkway as they wrap up this crash here. Coming on Spring Street onto I-24 here at Ellington Parkway. Natchez Trace at Blakemore Avenue in Midtown. They got one more vehicle to move out of your way. Watching it pick up out of Wilson County on 40 coming through Mount Juliet right now going westbound towards Nashville. Dr. Byron Bush, the only Republican candidate for U.S. Senate with a proven record for fighting for conservative values and against corruption. Log on today, bush4senate.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what you read?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
The Braves Radio Network is right there with you. We miss baseball. So we're bringing you Braves replays every weekend at noon Central. It's Braves Extra Innings. We're re-airing games from the 2019 season every weekend until baseball returns.
This one is hammered. A rocket high into the heavens and deep to left field and gone.
Catch the Atlanta Braves Extra Innings on Nashville's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Nashville Sports Radio. Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Blake Ruffino with us. Wednesdays right here in this slot. Blake, how you been, sir?
Doing good, Bill. Doing really good. Just back in the office finally this week and getting some people trickling in. So phase one down Louisiana is in full effect. So things are going well.
What is the strength of the LSU football team at this moment? What unit? What area?
Yeah, wide receiver and DB, Bill. I mean, you have – when it comes to wide receivers, you have the Biletnikoff winner coming back in Jamar Chase. You have Terrace Marshall that within 4 weeks of the beginning of last season led all of the NCAA in touchdown receptions. Got a little nicked up when he came back. If you look at Oklahoma, Clemson, and even the champion or SEC championship game, Joe really targeted him a lot. I think he had a touchdown reception in each one of those games. But, Bill, here's what people need to be watching out for, and especially for LSU, is a kid by the name of Trey Palmer. Now, when Trey was a freshman in high school, my cousin was a head baseball coach at his high school and said, Blake, this kid is an SEC athlete. Bill, he's beaten a lot of these SEC kids in track when it comes to 100, 200-meter dashes. So kid's got a lot of electricity with him. And, Bill, he reminds me a lot of Odell Beckham. Maybe not with the hands, but with route running and speed, he's explosive. So the strongest core of LSU is going to be the wide receivers. But I think right below that will be the defensive back room, I guess, obviously, with LSU. And that's the core of the team.
Well, the best cornerback in college football, likely.
Yes. And what's crazy, Bill, is Bo Pelini has been very vocal that Derek Stingley is just scratching the surface. And if that – I don't know how that's the case on some of this, but if that's the truth, then he could go down as one of the greats. I know that Derek's dad, who's a coach here locally, talked about there were some times that he played out of position – on some double moves. But, again, I'm not going to sit here and obliterate a freshman after the season he just had. But he's going to be a lot better. Bill, look to him to be a lot bigger, too. He's put on some weight. He's gotten even faster than what he was. He's coming into his body. So Derek's going to be even better than what he was last year.
I know I've asked you this, and you just reeled off the receiving group. But wasn't there a promise to let Stingley play some receiver?
Yeah, there was. And I think, Bill, that I don't know if we'll see how much we will see of that this year with everything going on. But there have been times where he's lined up a receiver at practice and even at camps before he came into LSU. Bill, he could play receiver and be an NFL prospect at receiver. The route running, the hands, the ability to make guys miss in space, just being at those practices, Bill, he could do whatever he wanted. I don't want to say maybe a Charles Woodson who could play both sides, maybe a Chad Jones at LSU who did some in the beginning. But he could do whatever he wants, but DB is where he was going to stay. But he's definitely going to have some packages for him where they're going to dump it out to him and let him make things happen.
My experience with taking a DB who's got so much ability and kind of promising, and it gets out into the public that they're going to get a chance to get some receiver reps. And I'm not saying this happens at LSU, but my historical experience with this, and you played, Blake, is that you talk about it, maybe you rep it a little bit in practice, but when you get in games, you recede a little bit. And when you get in games, it's kind of like, you know what, not today. That's been my experience with that.
Well, and mine too, Bill. We had a DB, Robert Alford, who was a second-round pick when I was at Southeastern, who went to Atlanta Falcons, and there was some testing. So I was like, okay, well, I mean, hey, a kid who has a 45-inch vert, who ran a 4.3 at the combine, who is one of the best athletes that I've ever been around, we get into the game after repping this in practice, and he doesn't see the field on offense. So I've lived it.
Right.
You know? And so I think that there comes a time where, yes, you might have a package for him, but, Bill, when you go up against Alabama in week 9, are you going to let him play both sides when you have to go against Devonta Smith on the other side and Jared, and all these great receivers at Alabama?
Waddle.
No. Yeah. You know, Jalen Waddle, right. I mean, I just don't see that. But, I mean, I think it was a promise, and I think O will keep that promise to some extent. But for us to think or see that he's going to play wide receiver with the strongest core at LSU being receiver, I can't see what they can possibly do on that end.
Is there anything new on JT Daniels?
No, Bill. I mean, yeah. I still think that they're entertaining the idea, but if you, for whatever reason, or they're pushing out, at least the coaching staff and the administration is pushing out Miles Brennan. Now, Bill, I'm going to tell you something, and I know that, and I'm tired of, I don't want to say I'm tired of it, but a lot of talk around here has been about Miles Brennan's weight. My man's put on some pounds. My man looks pretty good over here. So I think that the dedication, sitting behind Burrow and everything that he's done leading up to this season, it would feel as if that they are going to be behind Miles Brennan until the day comes, or if that day comes where he's not your starting quarterback. But I had not really heard a lot on JT Daniels. The last that I heard, Bill, was that we talked to him, Miles Brennan's our guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't heard his name. Maybe I'm just not keeping up in the loop, but I haven't heard his name, period, in a couple of weeks. Doesn't seem like.
No, I haven't either. And, you know, Bill, just I guess an LSU feel, and I don't, you know, I don't follow or I'm not in the loop at Tennessee, but the last that I really heard is that they feel that either Oklahoma or Tennessee is where he's going to be at, and that LSU would entertain the idea. But I just don't, you know, watch, I say this today and watch, I get a text and saying, hey, JT Daniels is coming to LSU. But as of right now, Bill, I don't, nothing that has been told to me that he's coming to Baton Rouge.
Of the freshman class, of 20, the incoming class, are there a couple of players, maybe circumstantially just because of depth or just because of pure ability, that we should circle and watch out for?
Yeah, well, number one, Bill, excuse me, number one, Eric Gilbert's a day one starter, a freak of nature. He's going to be flexed out. He's going to be at the tight end position. Every time Ed Orgeron's on with the media or someone in the administration talks to us, they're always talking about Eric Gilbert, not just in the film room and what he's picking, how he's picking up the offense, but just his ability and how he does things. But Bill, B.J. Ogilary, who's a defensive end, per Ed Orgeron, is someone that they don't believe that they're going to be able to keep off the field, especially now in this 4-3 defense, that they're going to come after you, and that how good that he does pass rushing-wise. He needs to get better at protecting the run and stuffing the run, but on third down and maybe some other blitz pick packages, he's going to be in there. So of those two guys, I think that's the two guys that everyone's going to get to know. right now. I think that that's just the safe bet. But here's maybe a wild card that people need to watch out for is Kayshon Boutte, who is a wide receiver. Bill, him and talking about Trey Palmer earlier, him and Trey Palmer ran close to the 10.3, 10.4 in 100-meter dashes and have competed against one another. A guy who has blazing speed, he seems to be, Bill, that you're not going to be able to keep him off the field or special teams. So of those three, those are the ones to watch out for.
Yeah, imagine running a 10.4 and the other guy's faster than you.
And you have to compete against him at the wide receiver spot for that third slot.
Right. I mean, you know what? Here's another lesson I learned. And this goes back in the early 80s, Tennessee had a hellacious track program. And they had Willie Gault and all these other guys, and they were worldwide, well-known. And he also played football and played for the Bears, was on the 85 Bears Super Bowl team. But it got me to thinking, and people were always talking about, you know, get the track guy. There are a lot of – I mean, if that's all it was about, there are a lot of guys – matter of fact, most of them that run track can't play football. People think that right. You just – you know, if you're running fast on a track, just put him on the field, and that does not translate that way. It now, with the special ones that you just mentioned, it does, but most track athletes can't play football. And you put a helmet right. on them, and it's not the same thing.
Bill, do you remember the documentary ESPN put out with Usain Bolt, and they had him out there running routes, and he missed every pass that was thrown to him? I mean, that's just how that goes. I'll tell you this, with a Trey Palmer who runs track, he was an all-state athlete in baseball. I think that he made the second team in basketball, and Kayshon Boutte was the same. I mean, Boutte was a guy that had 40, I think close to 40 total touchdowns as a running back and receiver. So athletically, they have it and are multiple sport athletes. So it's not just the track speed. So Ed likes these track guys for these slot receivers like a Justin Jefferson, as we've seen, and Trey Palmer, Kayshon Boutte. But these real track guys that Les Miles used to go get, who really just ran track and didn't play a lot of football, that's what he would go and get, and look what happened. Ed wants the athletic track guys that play multiple sports, and we are seeing right now the LSU's wide receiver core being the strength.
Blake Ruffino joins us every Wednesday right here. A plethora of knowledge. Blake, always good to have you here, sir. Appreciate it.
Bill, good talking to you, sir. Y'all have a good week.
You too. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's excellent. It's like I've mentioned to you a lot, many, many times. When you find somebody who's good, real good, get them. Get them on the show. There aren't many. It's not for everybody. It's a choice few. But he's one of them. I have fan bases, like I've told you, that get mad at me because, well, you don't get my guy. Well, because you don't have anybody that does that for your school. You don't. There's lots of schools that do not have somebody like that to speak about their team. Like Kevin Hagan does for Alabama. Like Gator Dave does for Florida. It's hard. It's a rare gift. And I didn't even know Blake. Paul on Twitter said, "Hey Bill, this guy's good, man, and he's out in front of stories." And I said, "I'll give it a crack." Now, anytime I give somebody a chance, I don't have expectations. Matter of fact, I have no expectations. Because most of the time, it's not as good as I want it to be. Most of the time, it does not live up to where I want it to be. With him, you could tell 2 minutes in. It's good. It's real good. So, I mean, if you can find me somebody that can do it as well as he did it for your school. Now, again, I've got to acknowledge it. I've had lots of people say, "Hey, put this guy on. He's awesome, Bill." And I'll do it, and it just doesn't live up. It might not be bad. but it doesn't live up. That's the level right there. You hear that? That's the level. If you got a guy or gal, yeah, either way, doesn't matter to me. If it were all just women doing it, be fine with me. No worries. Just be awesome. Be as good as Ole Miss Evie is. If you're as good as Ole Miss Evie, Crazy Charlie will find you a slot. We'll find you a place. Trust me. All right, got to get the break. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's looking pretty good right now coming down through Mount Juliet as we check it out live here on I-40 into Hermitage, Donaldson, Natchez Trace at Blakemore. That wreck should be completely cleared up in just a few minutes. They got one more vehicle to move. Starting to get busy down Ellington Parkway right now, coming down from the top down to the bottom. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out online today. You'll be glad you did. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The good folks at Sir Speedy of Music City are back on our show. James Warren, talk to me.
Hey, George. As we see businesses prepare to reopen, we're seeing them focus on employees and guest protection just as much as on making a profit and being back to normal. That's typical of this caring city and all of Tennessee. So we decided to use the materials that we use for signs to make acrylic shields, barriers, face guards, and floor graphics for safe distancing. Even throwing in some fun by putting logos on face masks and that kind of thing. That said, we're doing this for nationwide hotels, restaurants, as well as local businesses with two employees. Everyone is treated the same. We come measure, listen. We want to be good to our community and our customers, so we're pledging 5% of the profits of all PPE orders in May and June to local food banks. You can trust the Sir Speedy Music City team for all your reopening needs.
That's absolutely true. You dial them up at 615-832-9511 or go on their website, SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test. Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
We are at war with a virus, and healthcare troops and first responders are on the front line fighting it every day. Let's join the fight by staying home. Staying home is not a retreat. It's the most brave and aggressive weapon we have against this enemy. Because when we do stay at home, we help prevent overwhelming our hospitals while buying time for our scientists to find the vaccine. And that is how we beat it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms likely with a high of 80. Thunderstorms tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high 82. More thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 66. And Friday, thunderstorms.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Brown man down there in Orlando. Oh, speaking of that, Disney announces their reopen plans at 10 Eastern. 10 round man time. 9 o'clock our time. So right when the show ends. Yeah, Disney. I've got reasons to be interested in that. It's called stock symbol DIS. Yeah, I've got a bias there. Roundman says, Bill, Ketchum and Ruffino, great additions. Yeah, Ketch has been with us. Now, we don't have Ketch every week. I'd like to. I've never asked him. But Ketch could go easily once a week. Ketch is awesome. One more here and I'll get the break. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, can you please pull Newberg out of his Mary Jane-induced haze and let him know that the Noles are playing football this fall. Berg's not going to rid himself of the Devil's lettuce. That's not happening. The Devil's lettuce, if you're going to have Berg on, the Devil's lettuce comes with him. You can't separate the two. I know. I understand what you're saying, Jim. Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
Bonjour, Monsieur King.
You've never been a big Devil's lettuce guy. You're more of a Dickel guy, right?
Yeah, you know, I played around with it, though. I've been to all the parties. I went to college.
Yeah.
Most college kids have run into that scene there, here and there, Bill. Good
That's
thing
big...
about smoking a little Mary Jane is you're in there and you can go all night. You're not chewing that pillow at 10 o'clock.
Dickel shut you down earlier if you're not careful.
Yeah, you can go a lot of different ways with that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, just kind of – I was starting to worry about Crazy C this morning. I flipped on the app, and I didn't hear the show. I was starting to worry Crazy C was quarantining on us.
No, Crazy. He's been getting up and coming in every day. He cuts right through the virus every day.
Oh, he's great on the Internet and getting the stream up and all the archives up. I was just kind of poking at him a little bit there. Hey, Bill, just two things for you. I was listening to some of your guests. I took with sports hopefully coming back, I took a quick peek at Vegas Insider,
yeah.
And I wanted to go all Donald Trump and Joe Biden on you on this new commitment to Michigan.
Yes. Yes.
What's that dude's name again? Colson something?
Junior Colson. Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go Trump and Joe Biden on Colson here in a second on the way out the door.
Okay.
Bill, you know, this time last year we were talking about is really, what was it? It was Oklahoma, Alabama, and Clemson were the supposed three playoff teams, and then everybody was fighting for the fourth spot. And that's kind of how it went. Who disappointed last year, Georgia and Oklahoma? Well, Oklahoma made the playoff. I guess Georgia was the big disappointment. LSU slipped in there instead.
Yeah, Georgia. The South Carolina loss is what killed them.
Yeah, who were the four playoff teams again last year, by the way?
Oklahoma, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson.
And Clemson?
Yeah.
Okay, so Alabama disappointed, too. Alabama didn't make the playoffs. So I guess last year the two big disappointments were SEC schools, Georgia and Alabama.
Well, yeah, but because Alabama had been to the first five, all of them.
Yeah, in preseason they were picked definitely to be in. Well, I just took a quick peek at Vegas Insider, Bill, and three teams are pretty much locked, supposedly preseason again this year, Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. And the four teams below that are all SEC schools, supposedly fighting for that last playoff spot. So, as you say, it's the same suspects every year. It looks like Oklahoma, I guess, is kind of taking a little step back preseason-wise. If they
at least in the preseason, it may work out differently. But, yes, it could, and nobody really on the West Coast that you would throw in there at the moment.
Yeah, and I saw where Bowl cut Kirby there. It's a 12-1 preseason, so going to be interesting to see how that quarterback transition takes. Hope it blows up in their face like it did with Fields and Joe T. Remember old Joe T?
Joe Terachinsky.
That was a fun year, wasn't it? What'd they go, 6-7, lose to Peabody, something like that?
You like that. Yeah, that was fun for you. That was a good one.
Well, if you don't have a quarterback, you can have a great NFL team, but if you don't have a quarterback, you can have plenty of trouble.
Good point.
Hey, but just one thing on this commitment. I've been checking in on this dude that committed to Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan's a really good school. I think I heard it said that UCLA is the hardest public school to get into in America, and Michigan's right there with it. And a lot of these Big Ten, you know, you get some Big Ten colleges, they're pretty snooty. Oh, we're good in football. We got a great school. USCC schools aren't any good, you know, and that sort of thing. Peabody people talk like that. But isn't it, this guy can't speak English, right? Isn't that what I'm hearing? This guy out of Haiti can't even –
No, he does now. He speaks fantastic.
Oh, he does now.
But he moved from Haiti, so we had to make that transition.
Well, Bill, I'm going to go Donald Trump and then Biden on you, man.
All right.
They don't even have running toilets down there in Haiti. You going to tell me some dude down there in Haiti who can't even speak English is going to strut into Michigan? What, are they going to teach him how to do, drive a taxi, be an Uber driver?
He moved here when he was 10. He's had time to transition.
Well, it's my understanding that Eves Pons, the basketball player over here at UT, and these transfers, you know, these global transfers come in at all these schools. It's my understanding he couldn't speak English. How do you go to college if you can't speak English?
I don't know. I've never been to another country where I had to speak their language and been in their college.
It, you know, it just kills me. Some of these schools, these elite schools, just they won't tell you how good their school is, and then you see stuff like that. I mean, Dexter Manley, did he graduate from Oklahoma State and couldn't read?
I think so.
And didn't Auburn have one of those too?
I think every school has one of those.
Linda Benselmeyers came out and said Spencer Riley couldn't read. Remember Spencer Riley, Bill?
I do.
There was some dude at Auburn, too, that graduated couldn't read, right?
I don't recall.
that's where I go Joe Biden with you, Bill. You're kidding me, man. You're kidding me, man.
You got your mask on? You got your Biden mask on?
Get some of that non-alcohol sanitizer. Keep washing those hands and tell Crazy C to get that stream going at 6:05.
Okay, see ya. Now, Junior Colson was in an orphanage down in Patey. And a family, the Colson family from Wilco, had done missions, I think, in various countries, but they went to Haiti and adopted him. Brought him back here. He had no football knowledge. He didn't know anything about football. He played soccer, I guess, that form of football. And I don't remember the name, the language they speak in Haiti. It's I believe it starts, well, anyways, it's obviously not English, so he had to transition that way too. And early on, that's going to be a struggle, but they said he picked it up well. And if you go back and look at the video of his commitment and announcing to Michigan, he sounds like he's from Wilco. He sounds like he's from the States. Oh, he's all good. It just so happens he's 6'2", 230. Four-star linebacker. Yeah, Ravenwood is a just fantastic. It's turned into one of the best football schools in the state. It's been that way for a few years now. And there, if you know anything about this area, you know, most of you, if you've been through here, you know what Cool Springs Ball is, right? If you've been through here, you'll know that. It's south of downtown Nashville. It's in the Brentwood Franklin area. I guess technically more Brentwood, right? But right there on the edge of Brentwood Franklin is just right there together, in essence. And Ravenwood is just on the outside of the Cool Springs Mall. Back in there. And I never really thought historically that'd be a talent-laden area with the players everywhere, man. I mean, and they've also been a on-and-off really good baseball program. And they've had their moments in basketball, too. Girls basketball team got to the state tournament a couple of years ago. So it's been a very good school producing players. Really good school. Oh, Tim said, Bill, they speak Creole in Haiti. That's right. That's right. I have not been there. My brother, who's a pediatric dentist, he's been there a bunch on trips to go down there and help. But I have not been down there. Yeah, but he moved here, made a really good transition. And again, you would think that because we stereotype, if you're a ball player in the South, you're gonna pick one of the Southern schools, right? Well, in a lot of cases you probably would, but he really has no emotional connection to, let's say, Rocky Top or Alabama or Clemson or Georgia or whoever. LSU comes up here and gets, oh, by the way, LSU offered him. And two of the players on the LSU National Championship team, the defense, were from Tennessee. So that they come up here and they offered him. Yeah, Junior Colson had a scholarship offer from LSU. Only team that I don't know if Alabama offered him or not, but most everybody did. Yeah, most everybody did. Okay, we've got to get one more break here. Berg at the top of the hour, and then Griff. I know it's Wednesday. We're not confusing ourselves. Griff will be with us bottom of hour three because yesterday turned into a no-go. It got into a teleconference and could not disconnect. So he'll be with us, oh, a little less than an hour from now. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has increased quite a bit in the last 10, 15 minutes out here as you make your way down through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets, headed towards I-65. Still looking good right now, 24 passing Harding Place. Watching it build pretty good up through Williamson County on 65 between Franklin and Brentwood. Hey, when it comes to having summertime fun, Adventures Unlimited on the Akoi River is waiting on you. Book online today at adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines. Or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Nashville Sports Radio has been your home for sports and information for over 25 years. And in these uncertain times, we understand the importance of information. With all the questions about the coronavirus, Nashville Sports Radio provides you the answer with the CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, airing every Saturday night starting at 6. Answering all the questions about the coronavirus and providing you with the best information. The CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, every Saturday at 6 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
The hour, Jeff Chu on Twitter this morning says Bill Cosby is right. The highest academically ranked public college is UCLA. They're ranked 20th. Again, public college. Berkeley is next, 22nd. Michigan is the highest ranked non-California public college at 25th. Virginia, highest ranked in the South. Again, public colleges, 28th. So there you go. I got to remember, Vanderbilt is private. USC is private. Miami is private. I mean, we can go down the list, but So, again, he was pulling out public schools. This is a U.S. News and World Report list. Here's how they rank them. Now, this is mixing them all together, public and private. Princeton, number one. Harvard, second. Columbia. Not Columbia, Tennessee. No, not the mule capital of the world. No, Columbia is in New York City. MIT in Cambridge, Mass. Next, number four. Yale, number five. Stanford, six. University of Chicago, seven. University of Pennsylvania. What's up with this? Chicago and then Pennsylvania. Whoa. Northwestern is in there. Duke. There's cut. They did this for cut. There is no doubt they put this in here to acknowledge the deity, which is cut. Yeah, my best cut story ever, and then I'll get the call. I've got a lot of cut stories. The deity is we were scheduling all these guys to be on signing day, all these coaches, the biggest and best names in the business. And we get to Duke, and Cut's busy. Actually, it's funny. Yeah, Cut's a no-go. Yeah. Cut, Duke recruiting's got him so occupied, and there's so much media attention, Cut just doesn't know what to do. Because everybody's trying to figure out, who did Duke get? Yeah. Can't wait to see the Duke list. Cut's just, he's flummoxed. He's overwhelmed. The media pressure, it's getting to him. Think about all the fans at Duke trying to break down the recruiting class. Just huge. Let me get a call here. Let's go to Jude. What's up, sir?
Good morning, Mr. King.
Morning.
Hey, boss, let me ask you something. I know it's not doesn't have anything to do with sports, but you've got a brother that is that Snodgrass and King? Is that your family?
Yes.
Part?
Yeah.
And so there's one out here basically in Hermitage. So I would think your brother probably goes to St. Stephen's because we do a lot of Haiti stuff.
Well, I don't know who he's connected with for that, but yeah, they've got offices all over the place, but they've got the one in your area. Yeah, they got them.
Yeah.
They got them everywhere.
I did not realize that was part of your family. But real quick here, did I hear you say that most of the toughest public institutions to get into are in California? And if that's true, why is that state so stupid if they got all these intelligent people and they're broke? Explain that one.
When I was going over that list, I was thinking it's this list is rigged, which it. But again,
yeah,
I get it.
Fake news, Bill. Fake news.
I hear you.
And by the way, real quick, they said Joe Diffie, the great country singer, died of corona. I spoke to one of the nurses. That was made up. He may have had it, but that's not what killed him. More fakeness. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Jude. Did you see where Chris Dufresne passed away? We've had Chris on the show a few times through the years, not really recently. Chris apparently passed away Monday night, and he had been with the LA Times for decades, since I think the 70s, and then during some layoffs, 5, 6, 7, whatever it was, years ago, got let go, and he started his own site, I guess, and apparently passed away Monday night. Steven down in Atlanta, a few people hit me up, said, Bill, did you see this? I did. Now, I didn't know Chris well, but I knew him, and that's heartbreaking news, very sad news. I know his reputation was one of being just one of the good guys. A guy that just had a very pleasant demeanor. Everybody liked. Very good college football. He's a college football guy. Yeah, West Coast. So probably not as well known as maybe somebody back this way, but well known nonetheless. 62 and apparently passed away Monday night. And I don't think it was coronavirus related. I think it was cancer related. But I don't have too much insight, but very sad news there. Yeah, Chris Dufresne. He was 62 and I mean spent I think about 30, 35 years at least with the LA Times doing college football. Hour 3 coming up. Berg will be with us.